President Trump declares Biden's auto pen signed pardons invalid. Texas border business. Texas border business. On March 16, 2025, President Donald Trump issued a statement declaring that pardons granted by former President Joe Biden are void, vacant, and of no further force or effect, alleging they were signed using an auto pen without Biden's knowledge or approval. Read here President Trump post. The pardons that sleepy Joe Biden gave to the Unselect Committee of Political Thugs, and many others, are hereby declared void, vacant, and of no further force or effect, because of the fact that they were done by autopen. In other words, Joe Biden did not sign them but, more importantly, he did not know anything about them. The necessary pardoning documents were not explained to, or approved by, Biden. He knew nothing about them, and the people that did may have committed a crime. Therefore, those on the Unselect Committee, who destroyed and deleted all evidence obtained during their two-year witch hunt of me, and many other innocent people, should fully understand that they are subject to investigation at the highest level. The fact is, they were probably responsible for the documents that were signed on their behalf without the knowledge or consent of the worst president in the history of our country, Crooked Joe Biden. Donald J. Trump. An auto pen is a device that replicates a person's signature. Officials often use autopens to sign documents when they are unavailable. The use of autopens for signing significant documents has been a subject of debate, with concerns about the authenticity and legality of such signatures. Reports indicate that Biden's autopen signature appeared on numerous official documents during his presidency, raising questions about his awareness and involvement in those decisions. The Conservative Heritage Foundation's oversight project highlighted findings suggesting that unelected staff may have pushed policies without Biden's direct approval. Missouri Attorney General Andrew Bailey has called for a Department of Justice investigation into the validity of these documents, arguing that if Biden was unaware of the orders being signed, they could be considered null and void. President Trump's declaration specifically targets pardons issued to members of the House Select Committee investigating the January 6 Capitol riot, among others. He accused the committee members of destroying and deleting evidence obtained during their investigation and warned that they are now subject to high-level scrutiny.